This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Are you driving your car or doing laundry right now? Podcasts go best when they're bundled with another activity. Like Progressive home and auto policies, they're best when they're bundled too. Having these two policies together makes insurance easier and could help you save. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save nearly $800 on average. Quote a home and car bundle today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
WNYC Studios is supported by W.W. Norton & Company, publishers of The Road to Freedom, Economics and the Good Society, by Nobel Prize-winning economist Joseph E. Stiglitz. The Road to Freedom, essential reading for those committed to the American ideal of an economic and political system that delivers well-being, opportunity, and meaningful freedoms for all. The Road to Freedom, available now wherever books are sold.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Welcome to the New Yorker Radio Hour. I'm David Remnick. I hope the holidays are treating you well so far, and I wanted to share with you a little Christmas story of our own. From the New Yorker's Daily Shouts, here's Kathleen Turner in Children's Holiday Letters to Satan.
Dear Satan, what I really want this year more than anything is a Barbie dream house. It's pretty and pink, and I will keep it in my room near my bed. Merry Christmas, Allison, age 6.
Allison, huh, I see what you've done here. You intended for your letter to go to Santa, but due to your poor grasp of spelling, it has instead come to me. It really should go without saying, but I will not be getting you this so-called dream house because, well, because I do not want to. But I will suggest this. Buy it yourself. Simply take $2 from your mom's wallet every day, and soon enough, you'll have your useless and silly miniature house. Regards, Satan.
Dear Satan, I am Daniel, and I love you. I want an Xbox for Christmas. Daniel, age 9.
Dear Daniel, am I getting your name right? You only mentioned it twice in your 10-word letter. I've wasted 5 minutes of my life Googling this Xbox, and I suppose I'm left with one question. Why? This game, Grand Theft Auto, indeed seems quite fun, but why waste your day sitting in front of the TV when there are so many actual cars to be stolen? Damn it, Daniel. Get out there and live. Your friend, Satan.
Dear Satan, I just want my mom and dad to get back together. Stephanie, age 11.
Stephanie, you're over 10. Stop telling people your age. It's childish. As for your mommy and daddy, maybe it's my own but it feels as if you're blaming me for their separation. While I did put Vicky from accounting in front of your father to tempt him, I didn't make up your father's unconvincing lie about working late. But I feel bad. I'm going to send you something called an Xbox. Best, Satan.
Dear Satan, I want a computer so I could do better in school and get a good job and make lots and lots of money. Thrum, David.
Dear David, being the embodiment of pure evil, I will not get you this computer. I'm not Mark Zuckerberg. Or am I? Kidding, I'm not. But if you really want a job that allows you to make a great deal of money fast, You can go ahead and send me your resume. I have a number of very close friends at Goldman Sachs. Regards, Satan.
Dear Satan, all I want for Christmas is world peace. Brian, 8-4.
Dear Brian, no.
That's Children's Holiday Letters to Satan by Matt Passett, who's also a producer for John Oliver's Last Week Tonight, performed for us by the inimitable Kathleen Turner.